and Adam's here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. The health of the nation is continuing to disimprove, according to a survey from Irish Life. Its latest Health of the Nation report shows that the national health score has declined for a fifth consecutive year. More people are sedentary for large parts of the day, while mental well-being, particularly among younger people, is declining. Dr. Carol Rogan is a psychologist at Irish Life Wellbeing. She joins us in studio now. Nearly 40% of adults, one of the numbers that kind of jumped out at me, spending more than half of their day in a sedentary position. I presume that has a lot to do with their jobs and the commute to and from their place of work.
Yeah, and I suppose the general advice is we should be moving more, you know. And actually, I noticed your sign at the bottom of the steps here when I came in, you know, use the stairs. And actually, it was highlighting the fact that you're burning more calories per minute than jogging, you know. So there's simple things that we can do in the workplace to kind of get people moving. It's not kind of rocket science. You know, standing up, maybe breaking up the sitting, mm-hmm. you know, standing up for part of the day, having walking meetings, you know, organising lunchtime walking clubs. There's lots of things we can do just to break up that sitting behaviour. Yeah.
There had been a hope with the rise of remote and hybrid working that would allow people to maybe have a better work-life balance, maybe factor in more exercise, more movement breaks into their working day. Is there any sign that that's happened, or has the opposite happened? Are people sitting at their desk at home now for longer periods of time rather than getting up and going for a coffee with their workmates?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, because, you know, from talking to people, some people are, you know, I know myself, I would be exercising more on those days that I'm work from home and getting in the walk before work, etc. But I think it really does come down to the individual. Our survey didn't explore into that level of detail, but I think it does come down to that individual choices and what, you know. So I suppose it is a kind of message, I suppose, that look, if people are work from home, maybe to get out for the coffee at lunchtime, or, you know, stretch the legs, you know, maybe that is a kind of good bit of advice there. Yeah,
I suppose it's not just physical health, obviously, that we're talking about. You were looking at other parts of people's wellness. No significant improvement in social connections since the pandemic. Would that include workplace interactions, or are you purely talking about people in their spare time aren't socialising nearly as much as they used to pre-pandemic?
So it's, you know, both. So it's, you know, personal life and work life. And I suppose we do spend a lot of time at work. So it is concerning. Now, we're not completely surprised, because we know there is this epidemic of loneliness in the Western world. It's something that's been highlighted, for example, by the US Surgeon General, you know, who issued an advisory on it. I know our own Institute of Public Health are very concerned about loneliness and isolation. And I suppose what's concerning is it is our younger people, that 16 to 34 year old age group, that came out very high on that kind of struggling with loneliness and isolation. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely, it's a public health issue, but there's lots of things we can do in the workplace, because even just coming into a workplace, you know, we're enhancing our social connection. And then it's about having healthy, good kind of social interactions, that interpersonal relationship side of things in the workplace.
I was going to ask, what are companies, do they have the tools to actually help their staff in this way, and are they doing what they need to do to support them as much as possible?
I think there's a job of work to be done there. We would work with organisations looking at those kind of factors. We know that interpersonal relationships are the key, is one of the key factors around people's well-being in the workplace. But we do hear people talking about the toxic work culture, you know, in some mm-hmm. workplaces. So there's definitely a job of work to be done. And I think, you know, particularly managers and leaders, if we can, you know, provide that education piece there about the importance, the key importance of interpersonal relationships, they really do make a difference. And it makes for, you know, a happier, healthier, more motivated, kind of engaged workforce. So there's lots of positives that you get from that.
There's a number of benefits for the business as well as the individuals as well. Dr. Carol Rogan, a psychologist at Irish Life Wellbeing, thank you very much for that.